Welcome to Any Questions. This is resident quizzer Mike Nothnagel, and as usual, me saying hello to you first means that it is time once again for WAMC's very own Ian Pickus to fire some questions at me. Hello, Ian. How are you?
I'm doing great. I've been waiting a whole month for this.
Well, the time has come.
But before we can do that, let's go over that challenge from last time.
In which I said, start with the phrase Cardiff Giant. Change one letter to a B, and you can rearrange the result to spell a three-word phrase. Two letters, three letters, seven letters. For where someone who is running late might be stuck. What is the phrase?
Swap the G for a B, and you can spell in bad traffic. Well, Mike, on this date in 1952, Dwight Eisenhower resigned as the Supreme Allied Commander of NATO.
We've all been there.
That same year, he would be elected as the nation's 34th president. In honor of Ike's gig as Supreme Allied Commander, today's show is all about superlatives.
Oh, okay.
Based on the novel These Foolish Things, a 2011 film starring Judi Dench, Tom Wilkinson, and Bill Nighy takes place mainly inside a shabby hotel run by an ebullient manager played by Dev Patel. What name do the hotel and film share?
See if I can get this in the right order. It is called the Best Exotic Marigold Hotel.
Nicely done.
Thank you.
And a sequel, The Second Best Exotic Marigold Hotel, came out in 2015.
Because, of course.
Referring to an early motto the band used on its flyers in England, the box set 30 Years of Maximum R&B features tracks like I'm the Face, Call Me Lightning, and My Generation. Which band, now considered a titan in a different genre, popularized the phrase Maximum R&B?
The Who?
The one and only.
The Who?
That's Abbott and Costello. Among the titles on this reality TV series, which has run on NBC for 17 seasons, are No Excuses, Temptation Nation, and Second Chances. Over the show's life, one contestant experienced a 55.6% change in BMI. What is the name of this program?
The Biggest Loser.
Right.
Thank you.
The 2015 film The End of the Tour centers on a series of interviews with author David Foster Wallace, recorded by journalist David Lipsky in 1996, while Wallace was promoting which 1,079-page novel?
Infinite Jest.
And you're a math professor. I struggled with whether infinite is really a superlative, but I figured in this context it would work. And finally, Jonathan Goldsmith and Augustin Legrand are the two main actors to portray what character, who first appeared in an ongoing ad campaign in 2006 and, according to that campaign, once warned a psychic.
Is that the most interesting man in the world?
It is. Well, Mike Nothnagel was the categorical best this week. He went 5 for 5. How well did you do? Let us know. quiz@wamc.org.
Or you can make a really, really awesome trip over to the excellent wamc.org/anyquestions to revisit those wonderful questions that Ian asked us, to take a look at some terrific extra credit questions that Ian has, or perhaps this amazing challenge, Ian.
Start with the phrase least likely. Rearrange the letters and you can spell the type of movies that debuted in 1927 and a four-letter word that might have been noticeable for the first time in that type of movie. What are the words? Mike Nothnagel's associate professor of mathematics at the Culinary Institute of America and a crossword constructor for the New York Times, Games Magazine, and other outlets. Mike, you get to work on that challenge, and we'll do this again this time next week.
That's easy for you to say. We'll see you then.